One more drama, but it was the biggest one this morning. You're hearing the sound of the ninth miner from the Chilean San Jose mine, the trapped miners down below the surface. This is the ninth miner being brought to the surface. If you're watching, there are pictures of the four daughters of Mario Gomez, 63 years old, the oldest of the men underground. He's been a miner since the age of 12. He's now a part of history, emerging from the surface to tearful family expressions of joy. You can hear it right there. Coverage all morning long of the rescue of the 33 trapped Chilean miners on The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. He's called the father of the miners down below the surface in the San Jose mine, but he's on the surface now. There was some concern about his health, but he seems to be healthy. Good morning, everyone. It's Wednesday, October 13th. Todd Zwilling joins me in for Celeste Headlee. Todd, in Washington, pick up the story.
Good morning, John. Well, you're listening to the rescue of Mario Gomez, as you said, 63 years old, the oldest of all the miners, and also a man with miner's lung, miner's disease, silicosis, some concern about his health as he comes to the surface. We're going to be following this story all morning, where the nation of Chile and the world is focused on that winch and a hole in the ground in the Chilean desert. More than 1,000 journalists are at the scene as the rescue capsule travels through the San Jose mine shaft to free that ninth man. Just one miner has given an interview so far. Mario Sepulveda is his name. He was the second man rescued, and he spoke to CNN through a translator in the family reunion room.
I held on to God's hand, the best hand. At no point in time did I doubt that God wouldn't get me out of there.
Sepulveda is a union rep. He's been called the showman of the group, and like many of the men, he's already being courted by Chilean TV chat shows.
They're calling him Super Mario this morning.
Super Mario. I think that name's going to stick.
Meanwhile, Mario Gomez looks pretty darn good as he emerges from the capsule holding a Chilean flag with the signatures of all the miners underground. Everyone's been bringing that kind of an artifact up to the surface.
Yeah, souvenirs from below the earth and ones that'll probably be passed around for years.
Moving to domestic U.S. headlines, a federal judge in California has issued an injunction barring the military from enforcing the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy. The Justice Department is likely to appeal that ruling. And a ban on deepwater oil and gas drilling in the Gulf of Mexico has been lifted by the administration. But before drilling resumes, some companies are going to have to comply with new regulations. Ken Salazar, the Secretary of the Interior, describes it as a higher bar. In California last night, gubernatorial candidates Jerry Brown and Meg Whitman squared off in a feisty debate. Whitman was especially critical of what she sees as dirty campaigning on Jerry Brown's end.
It's not just me. It's the people of California who deserve better than slurs and personal attacks.
That was the last debate between the two. Brown currently has a small lead in the opinion polls. And 40 U.S. attorneys general are set to announce a joint investigation into the nation's biggest lenders, mounting evidence of fraud and error in foreclosure paperwork. But they won't be asking for a halt, a moratorium to foreclosures.
John, the FCC says it wants to prevent what's called bill shock on your cell phone bill. The FCC is proposing new rules requiring cell phone companies to notify consumers by voice or text message when they're about to be charged extra fees. According to the GAO, the Government Accountability Office, one in three cell phone users say they've received unexpected charges on their bills. Moving to the markets now, Asian markets are up and European indices are up. Futures are also up this morning. The Dow gets underway at 11,020. The S&P opens at 1,169 and the NASDAQ opens at 2417. Well, throughout the morning, we're bringing you the latest coverage from Chile as well as live sound from the rescue site at the San Jose mine. Not many people can understand all these experiences, though, but one person can. He was one of the survivors of the great Chilean plane crash that inspired the film Alive, and he's joining us in a half an hour. But first, an update on rescue efforts from Chile.
What's your take? Leave a comment at thetakeaway.org or call us toll-free at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
869-8253. I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.